Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the last bells at long ago.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
UK country artist Kelly Lee joins me on the show today. Her album, I Can Dream, features the hot radio single Stay, which did very well over in the UK. Kelly is heading to Nashville later this year to take her music career to the next level. I'll be speaking with Kelly Lee on the show today all about her CD, her trip to Nashville, songwriting, and much more. And of course, as always, we'll have some great music to share from our featured guest. My pleasure to welcome to the show on the line from Hatfield, England, it's Kelly Lee. Hey there, Kelly.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this afternoon. How are you? It's about 7 o'clock in England today.
Yeah, it's about 7 o'clock here, so, yeah, not long till bedtime.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on all the success. I Can Dream, the album has done well for you, and the single Stay. Now, I understand that just topped the charts for several weeks over in the UK.
Yes, it did. It was number one in the British and Irish country charts. There's a hot disc chart over here, it's called. And that went to number one. Yes, we were really pleased about that.
Wow, how exciting. And one of the the guitarist on it, and I was doing some research on him earlier, Grammy Award winner Albert Lee lends his talent to that song and another one on the CD. That obviously added to the song's appeal as well.
Absolutely. You know, Albert Lee is just an amazing guitarist and, so, you know, so well known. I was just so excited to have him on the album, you know, and he really adds that magic to it. So, yeah, well, I couldn't be more happy to have Albert on the album.
Yeah, very cool. He was voted Guitar Player Magazine's best country guitar picker for 5 times and also a bunch of awards here. I don't have them all in front of me, but he's done quite well. So let's talk about the CD itself. Now, you're over there in the UK, and
yeah.
A lot of us are used to hearing country music coming out of Nashville. Are there any differences between the two styles at all that you can think of, or is it pretty much the same?
I think it's pretty much the same. All I would say is probably English country, a lot of it would be a bit more old-fashioned, probably because we don't get a lot of the, you know, the new American country singers coming over here a lot.
Right.
So we're still sort of a bit behind, unless you really know where to look, you know.
Sure.
We are a bit behind because they don't come over here. They don't do, you know, the gigs there unless they're really massive. You know, we've had Dixie Chicks come over and Dolly Parton, obviously. But,
sure,
you know, sort of the new breed of country music coming out, we don't get that here very much.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably the only difference is it's a bit more old-fashioned country music over here.
Fashion, okay. Great. Well, let's head back in time, Kelly. And I know that a lot of your influences when you were younger were basically strictly from country, and some of the names Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, and Hank Williams. Do you want to talk about some of your early influences? I know that you wore out your parents' tapes playing those singers' songs.
Absolutely. I had this one Patsy Cline tape, and I would just play it over and over, and I knew every word to every song. And I knew what song was coming next, and I'd be little, and I'd just be singing it. And, you know, I always thought to myself, you know, this is what I want to do, be a singer and sing country music. I've never dreamed of singing anything else. So, yeah, Patsy Cline was a major influence on me when I was growing up.
Now, at a young age when you were into those country artists, what about your friends around you? Were they into similar kind of music, or did you sort of stand out because of that taste in music?
Well, I have to say, my family, we always listened to country music, so, you know, it was never anything strange about that, you know. So my friends all listened to country music, and, you know, they listened to pop music as well, but it was a lot of country music, you know, and Elvis, So no, it wasn't strange really that I listened to country music.
Very cool. And do you have a favorite Patsy Cline song?
There's loads, but I do like Crazy. And I Fall to Pieces, Sweet Dreams. There's so many great Patsy Cline songs, so you can't really pick one.
Yeah, definitely.
There's loads. I love it.
Now, what about Hank Williams? Do you have a favorite Hank Williams song you either like to sing or you like to listen to?
I love On So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Beautiful song.
Oh, yeah, I really love that song. I think that's an amazing song.
Wow. Now, let's fast forward a bit. So when you reached the age of 15, and we'll let our listeners know you're now 24, so we're going back about 9 years, you started to perform at different clubs and pubs and as part of a band, Struck It Rich. Do you want to talk about those early days of performing?
Yeah, well, what happened, I sort of took singing seriously when I was about 14. I did a karaoke show, and I sang Patsy Cline's Blue Moon of Kentucky. And everyone was saying, oh, you know, you should try and do something with your singing, you're really good. And I heard on the radio another young country singer called Nikki Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted her manager. And he had a listen and said, yeah, you know, we think we can do something. And he got me together with this band called Struck It Rich. And I do little guest spots in their show, just in various country music clubs. But I'd do it to backing tracks. I didn't actually sing with the band, but it was their gig, and I'd go and do a guest spot.
Okay.
So that's how that come about and started.
And when you first hit the stage, the first few times, were you pretty nervous before you got comfortable?
Oh, yes. Very nervous. Yeah. I don't think the nerves ever go away.
Yeah.
You get more sort of comfortable and used to it, but, before every show, I'm nervous.
They're still always there, yeah.
Yeah, they're always there.
That's great. Well, let's turn to the first single that did so well called Stay. I'm going to play that in a few moments, Kelly. And I wanted you to talk about, if you recall, the writers on it and sort of why you chose to sing this song in your record.
Well, the writers are from Nashville. It was written by Jimmy Heath and Elizabeth Berry. And I got sent the song through a management company I had at the time. And I just fell in love with it. I just thought the lyrics were great, and I just loved the song. And we decided to put it on the album, and then obviously we got Albert to play on it, and it just went from there, and it was a good success for us. So, yeah, it's a brilliant song.
And that was the first single. Did you expect when it was released that it would do so well, or did it, I guess it's always a pleasant surprise.
It was a surprise, yeah, because, you know, especially being unknown, because I was sort of only in, like, the little country music clubs in the UK, and I didn't really, you know, have any exposure. And then to have the first single, you know, go to the top of the charts, that was, you know, a big surprise.
For sure.
It was a good surprise.
Yeah, exactly. We'll share the song now. I'll let our listeners know we're speaking with Kelly Lee. She's calling us from Hatfield, England. And you can learn more about her and listen to more music. myspace.com/Kelly Lee Music. Right now we're going to hear the first single that did so well for her on the UK charts. The song is called Stay, here on In the Country.
We both lied, we both cried, we both sat here half the night. I called your name, and I threw things, and I know it was the right. You're putting on your boots and grabbing your keys, telling me that you need to leave to cool off, to let your song get away from me. I know it's gonna hurt.
And that is the smash hit for our guest, Kelly Lee. The song is called Stay, and it's featured on her CD, I Can Dream. She is my guest today on the line from the UK. I should make sure to thank Teresa Hull for setting this up. She brought your name to my attention. And also a hello to you, Kelly, from Andy, a fan of yours from the UK. Wanted to make sure I passed on some greetings and best wishes from him.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Now, in connection with the CD, I know that artists always have to listen to a lot of songs to narrow it down to the 10 or 12 that end up on the CD. Can you talk about that process, about how many songs you listened to and what you were looking for?
Well, with this album, I was with a band at the time called Medicine Hat, and we sort of got together and we wrote some stuff. So we didn't really have a lot of outside songs. It was all written by us, apart from Stay and a track called First to Never Know. So there was only two on there that weren't written by the band. So we didn't go through a process of listening to songs and, you know, eliminating anything. So it was just all us, really.
Well, that's great, too, to have your hand. I knew that you had hand in some of the songs. That's great that so many of the songs were written in-house. It keeps it, I guess, a little more personal, more of your own thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to do albums that have got at least a couple of my songs on, because, as you say, they are more personal when you get, you know, your feelings across. But I love to record other people's songs as well. So, you know, I think it's the best of both worlds if you can do that.
And your producer on the CD, Steve Loveday, what was it like working with him, and what makes a great producer?
Well, Steve was great. We had a lot of fun. He's, you know, he's very funny, and we had a laugh together. So, yeah, he was a mate. He was, we had a lot of fun.
That sounds great. On the songwriting subject, Kelly, when did that first? We know singing came early on, but when did you first get into the songwriting side of things?
I think I was about 17 when I wrote my first song. 17, and one of those songs is on the album, and that's called Things That Can't Be Changed.
Okay.
So that was kicking around for a long time before it got recorded, before I had
wow.
the chance to record anything. So, yeah, when I was 17, I started.
That's great that your first song you wrote made it on the album. A lot of artists I've talked to say that their first song or a couple of songs they wrote are not ones they want to remember.
Yeah, no, this one happened to be... You know, I played it for the label that I was with at the time and the band, and it went from there, and, yeah, everyone liked it, so it got on the album. So, yeah, but it is a big surprise when the first sort of song you write goes on the album.
Yeah, great for you. And the writing process for you, are you a disciplined writer like so many who set blocks of time, or do you kind of wait for an idea to come to you and write at that point? How does that songwriting process work for you?
Yeah, I'm not disciplined at all. You know, I don't sit down every day and think, I'm going to write a song today. It just happens when it happens. You know, I get a thought pop into my head and I think, oh, you know, that could be good. Or, you know, if I'm just sitting down and I've got the guitar there, I might, you know, strum a few chords and something could come to me. But it's never, you know, like I'm going to write a song today. It's just this sort of a natural thing that happens.
It just falls out of a natural idea and you just take it where it goes.
Yeah, that's it.
Very cool. Now, the latest news, you're signed with Brad Wallace for Alien Star Records and BSW Management out of Nashville. And that's very exciting. Congratulations. So that is going to mean a move, or at least a visit to Nashville later this year?
Yeah, me and the family will be going to Nashville in August. I'm expecting my second baby in June. So after we've settled down after that, we'll be going to Nashville, in August.
Wonderful. And will that be part of a recording process, selecting songs at that time, that whole thing?
Yeah, we're going over there to start recording the album, get some songs in place, do some co-writing and stuff, and just get ready to record the album. And hopefully the album will be released in January 2011.
Very exciting.
So it's a really, really exciting time at the moment.
Yeah, that definitely. Now, have you made trips in the past to Nashville, or will this be one of your first?
I have been to Nashville a couple of times before to the CMA Fest, but it's never been, for me, singing. It's just been a vacation. So,
right.
Yeah, this would be the first time doing anything musically, really.
Very exciting. That's going to be great, along with Brad Wallace and the gang, and getting some great stuff done in Nashville. Let's turn back to a song on the album. And this, I understand, was originally recorded by Julie Roberts. So this is one of the outside songs. Okay. And it's called First to Never Know. Do you want to talk about this song, Kelly?
Yeah, I love Julie Roberts. I just love her stuff and love her voice. And this was a song that the producer had, he had the track to. That I think they recorded it with someone else as a demo. So they had that there, and I was just in the studio one day, and he said, oh, I've got this really good song, I think you'd like it. And he played the backing track. I said, that's First to Never Know. He said, yeah, that's the song, do you know it? I said, yeah. So he said, well, just go in and sing it then. So I just went into the recording booth and sang it, and he said, yeah, we're doing this one. He loved it, and I loved the song, so that's how that one ended up on the album.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a great, catchy song. We'll share it now with our listeners. This is performed by our guest, Kelly Lee, on the line with us from the UK. And this is First to Never Know here on In the Country. Kelly Lee with First to Never Know here on In the Country. She is a UK country artist, and that is, song is taken from her I Can Dream CD. Where can our listeners buy that CD from, Kelly?
Well, in the UK, it's available in HMV, and it's also on iTunes. So I think in America you can get it in iTunes. So it should be all over, really, on download.
Awesome. Okay, so...
So, yeah, it's about.
Perfect. Yeah, they can head over to iTunes and Kelly Lee, the last name L-E-E, and they'll find you there. I wanted to ask you about the songs. You co-wrote two of them, as I understand, and wrote two others, Lightning and Fireproof Friend. From the original demos that were done to the final product, what was that experience like hearing the songs in their most basic form to the polished form?
You know, it's always good to hear the end result of something that you've worked on, because basically I just took the songs into the band with basic guitar and said, look, this is the lyrics I've got. I can, you know, roughly strum them, but you'll have to do some work with me. And the band took it from there. They helped me with the music. But the lyrics on all four songs were mine, and the band helped with the music. So, but it's always good to hear the finished product.
Yeah, must feel great to see
it
that
does,
get to that point. And how about being in the recording studio when you went for this CD? I know you had recorded one prior to this. Are you pretty comfortable in the studio with coming up with ideas and sort of realizing if the take wasn't as good as it should be, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I love being in the studio. I think it's this very creative place and, you know, you get your ideas and the band's got their ideas, the producer's got their ideas, and they all come together and you end up with something really good. So, yeah, I love being in the studio. It's a good place.
Now, what about for future projects, Kelly, if you had an opportunity to do a duet with any of today's country male artists? And those are always popular duets, love songs. Is there any artist that comes to mind that you would like to record a duet with?
Yeah, I absolutely love Keith Urban, so I would love to do a duet with Keith Urban.
Ah, great.
If I had to pick, yeah.
Yeah, I think your voices would match well together.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. That would be a dream come true.
Very nice. Now, as far as videos, I know I was on your site the other day and saw the video for Stay. It looked really good. You looked very comfortable and natural in front of the camera. Well, was that pretty enjoyable to put that together?
It was, but it was freezing. I was so cold doing that. I don't like to be cold, so, but it was enjoyable apart from being
cold
constantly. But, yeah, it was the first time I've ever done anything like that. But it was a really good experience and a really good learning experience as well for future projects. Hopefully the next video will be warm and I'll be all right.
You should definitely plan that. It's funny, it always looks so glamorous, but
it's
behind,
not.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great song, and we're going to be hearing another song shortly called You Can't Run from the CD, I Can Dream. I wanted to ask you, Kelly, about advice for anyone listening who maybe hasn't recorded a CD yet and is pursuing singing and songwriting, and any advice you could offer to maybe things they should do to help their career.
All I can say is just believe in yourself and just keep going and going and just work towards what you want to do, because you never know what's going to happen around the corner. You know, if someone said to me 2 years ago, I'd be going to Nashville and I'd be recording an album in Nashville, and, you know, I would never have believed it. So you just got to believe in yourself, in what you can do, and keep going towards your dream, and you'll eventually get there. If you've got the right mindset and you work hard enough, it'll all work out.
And was there anything that got you through any times of doubt, if there were any, were a bit of a struggle, if things weren't happening fast enough? Was it support from family or friends or just the love of music? Can you think of what might have kept you going?
Yeah, it's a combination of just what you've said, you know, family support and love of music. You know, there was a point where I thought, oh, it's not working out, you know, I can't go through anymore, you know, just not working out. But because I love to sing so much, I love to write, and I just love country music, I just kept going. You know, and then Brad found me, and hopefully things are going to be going up from here, so... Yeah, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep working towards your dream.
Did you come from a musical family at all? You mentioned your family loves country music. Were any of them parents, cousins, into music as performers?
No. Apart from my mum's dad, my grandfather, he sang. But he died before I was born, so I never ever got to meet him or hear him sing. But I've been told that he was a fantastic singer.
Wow.
And he sang country music, and he used to sing a lot of the stuff that I sing, sort of the old Hank Williams stuff. So, that's the only musical influence, you know, family-wise, but no one else really does anything.
Other than that, it was just something you discovered on your own.
Yes, absolutely.
Very nice. Well, I want to come back after the next song and talk about lots more before we wrap up, but I want to get to the next song, which is called You Can't Run, and if you could tell us the writers on it, Kelly, and the inspiration behind the song.
I actually wrote You Can't Run about 3 years ago, and I was just sitting there one day with my guitar, and that sort of ding, 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 that sort of came out. I just put the lyrics to it and it went from there. So, but I love You Can't Run, and I, on MySpace or if I talk to people, I get a lot of reaction from that song. So yeah, I'm pleased with You Can't Run.
Perfect. We'll share it now with our listeners. This is Kelly Lee and You Can't Run here in the country.
Well, I'm leaving.
Country artist Kelly Lee and a song that she wrote. It's on her album, I Can Dream. The song is called You Can't Run. You can learn more about Kelly at her MySpace site, myspace.com/ Kelly Lee Music, and it's L-E-E. Great song, Kelly. Great writing on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
My favorite song probably is Stay, the one that I didn't write, because I just think that is an amazing song. I love that. So, yeah, probably my favorite song is Stay.
Great tune. What about favorite cover songs when you perform around or even just sing around the house? You talked about some Patsy Cline and Hank Williams before. Is there sort of a classic country song that you really enjoy singing?
Well, I suppose Blue Moon of Kentucky by Patsy Cline, because that's the first song I sung sort of in public at a karaoke. So, yeah, probably that's, the classics. That's one of the best ones I like to do.
So when you sang at karaoke and for the first time, must have got quite a reaction from the crowd.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of my family was there and they'd never heard me sing before. And I was 14 and, you know, I got there and did Blue Moon of Kentucky and they couldn't believe it. And they were just saying, you know, we didn't know you could sing. They didn't even know that I could sing.
Wow.
So, yeah, they were sort of a bit shocked when I got off stage.
Yeah, great way to start things off, just to prove it to everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And it all went from there. So.
Excellent. Now, when you write songs, a lot of them, I'm sure, you're writing on your own experiences, but do you ever write songs that when you're writing them, you think, well, this might work for Rascal Flatts or for Julie Roberts or another artist? Do you ever write with the intention of pitching to other artists?
No, I've never done that, actually. It's always been, you know, I just sit down, write a song, and I always think of me singing it. So, no, I've never done that, but that is something I'd like to do in the future.
Very cool. In our few final moments here, we're speaking with Kelly Lee. Her CD is called I Can Dream, featuring the smash hit Stay. Also some other songs she's had a hand in writing, and the other songs today we heard, First to Never Know and You Can't Run, which we heard a moment ago. I wanted to ask you, Kelly, what do you think it is that country music does better than other kinds of music?
I think it's the storytelling, and I know everyone says that, but I really think country music, you know, it tells a story. It's about real life, real people, and it's just got heart and soul, and that's what I love about country music. You know, it's just, to me, it's the best genre of music there is, and I wouldn't think of singing anything else. I just love it.
And I can hear it, and I know our listeners can, the passion in your voice for country music. And obviously, as a child, you were right into all the classics, so you're definitely carrying the country music torch proudly.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I love traditional country music. I love that sound. And I do love the mainstream country now, but I think my art will always be, you know, in the more traditional kind of stuff. You know, maybe not as far back as Patsy Cline and Hank Williams, but I like that middle ground, you know, not too pop. I don't like country pop, really.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to know if it's actually country. It's nice to listen and realize it is country.
Yeah.
too much debate.
I like my country country.
That's right, exactly. Do you have a favorite instrument that you like to hear in a country song?
I love banjo.
Ah, nice.
I love the sound of the banjo. So, yeah, and fiddle. So, yeah, I love country instrument. I love that sound, the country sound. But probably if I had to pick, it would be banjo.
Banjo, that definitely adds to
a
song. And just as we wrap up things here, Kelly, I wanted to give you a chance to pass a message on to your fans who I know are listening and thanking them for their support or whatever you'd like to say.
Yeah, you know, just thank you so much for the messages on MySpace and the comments and for waiting for me for so long, you know, while I started my family. But hopefully, you know, this year we're going to be rearing to go, and hopefully 2011 will bring great things. So thank you for standing by me for so long.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Kelly. It has been a true pleasure speaking with you, and I really enjoy listening to your music. It's a great sound, and I wish you all the best as you head to Nashville later this year.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. My guest today has been UK country artist Kelly Lee. Again, you can learn more about her at myspace.com/Kelly Lee Music. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country.
country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.